Good day, dear friends. As I sit on my porch and think about the week, I'm remembering a movie that I watched with friends just a day ago, and there was a funeral service in the movie, and there are those most beautiful white flowers that was on the casket, and they were in a shape of a wreath. And I just remember they were absolutely beautiful, all white. And it caused me to think about my own mother and her passing 2 months ago. And I was unable to hold a memorial service for her. And this pricked my heart. It caused great sadness come over me and guilt. And as I sat thinking about this, I was reminded that in the Bible, it says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so I'm not condemned over something like this. That helped a little bit. But as I continued to ponder and pray about that and just confess to Jesus that I just felt a great sadness that I didn't do this for my mother. And I know that she would have loved a service with beautiful flowers. And it caused me to remember in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You know, and who is the action? What is the action in that verse? If we confess our sins, if I confess our sins, that is my task. And what is his task? He is faithful to forgive. He is the one that forgives. He is the one who is faithful. And that really brought peace to my heart. It also brought a very gentle peace knowing that my mother is no longer in pain. She's no longer in earthly skin, but she is in the heavenly realms. And the flowers that she's getting to see right now are even a better color than I could even imagine. And knowing that someday I'll be with her and with Jesus again, that brought peace. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for your Son, for it's in him we have forgiveness. Thank you, Father, that if we confess our sins, that he is the faithful one. He is the one that will cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Thank you for that, God. Help us, Lord, in times of great sadness or great guilt, that we can come to you, we can turn to you, and we can confess, and you are faithful to forgive us, Lord, and to give us peace. Thank you, God, for all things, for in you we have hope. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.